Thank you.
Yes?
Congressman Mahon on 90.
George.
Hello, Mr. President.
Fine. I found out that they had asked the leadership group, and that didn't include appropriations, and I told them to call and get you at 5:30, and then they said, well, what do we do about the others? And I was afraid that if I didn't, I thought I could explain it all to you, and I couldn't explain it to them if I didn't invite them, and I was afraid that Ben Jensen would get mad, and the Republicans get mad if at that time of day they didn't have a 10-minute note.
Don't forget it. Don't take a minute of it. I just wasn't quite clear at the time just what I thought it was going to be like the little meeting we had the evening before, you know, with Rusk and the other folks. No, I think it was fine.
Well, anyway, what we've done, we're going to retaliate, and we'll make an announcement a little later in the evening, the next hour or so, and we'll probably ask Congress for a resolution tomorrow, next day, to support us.
Oh, yes. Well, as you know, you get whatever you want.
But I don't know. I hope so. All these folks here said they'd go along tonight, so
yeah,
I guess it's all right.
I imagine everybody was
totally
sympathetic.
Well, Mike Mansfield wasn't. He thought we ought to get out of there. Just stay away. He didn't want to fight anybody.
Yeah, well, I...
But Russ pointed out that that's the most dangerous course you could follow.
Yes.
If you don't react when they shoot at your ships on the high seas 60 miles from shore...
You can't appear to be weak or appeasing on a thing when the issue is so clearly drawn.
They attack us yesterday and they attack us again today.
Yes. You're on the right track, Mr. President. And thanks so much for calling.
Okay, now tell me, what's happened to my poverty today?
I don't know. Things have been moving pretty fast. I've been talking to some of my folks at home. I talked to my editor, Bob Whipke, who's my campaign manager. He's an editor at Big Spring. And he was not for the poverty program, but he said, George, we got to go along with the president, help him when he's in trouble, whenever we can. And he says, you do a little more exploring, and heck, we'll be with you regardless of what you do. I want to try to, you know, Charlie, Charlie wrote an editorial against this, which I hadn't read when I saw you. I read it a while ago, and I'm going to try to calm Charlie down. If Charlie would keep his mouth shut or play fair, reasonably fair. You know, he's so difficult. I mean, Charlie Guy, I'm talking about.
Yeah, but I don't know why he'd do that with Texas Tech there.
I don't understand, Charlie.
He'd be one of the chief beneficiaries. I don't believe he knows that.
Well, maybe he doesn't, and I'm going to get better informed, talk at length with Phil Landrum, and listen to this discussion, and so forth. And
for God's sakes, help me around there with those other fellows that'll be jumping off. That's the main thing.
Yes,
I've got the votes to win it now. If I can win it, if I could vote tonight, but some of them,
This is the danger of it, and I'm going to watch it, and I'm just going to do all I can to be helpful. And as I say, I don't want to say something.
Has Albert talked to you?
Yeah, Albert and I had a good visit yesterday.
All right. Well, now I don't. He's kind of talking like he'd get off if you did.
Well, I think he just put a little heat on me.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, Albert's, of course, going to be all right.
Okay, well, I sure hope so.
I'm going to talk to Teague and some of the other boys.
Talk to Bob Polk, too.
Yeah.
Okay. Don't let him get off base on me.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
Everything.